Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One question I have for you now. Just kind of curious.
All right.
Have you ever stood someone up on a date?
I think all of us have at some point or another.
I don't think I have.
I'm not sure I have either.
Is that like getting a headache at the last minute and
yeah,
not going?
I've done that kind where I just called at the last second. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to make it and tried to make up some lame excuse.
Really?
It happened to me with a girl you knew, Hawk.
Okay.
It's that redheaded girl who told me to make it a special night and not just a dinner and movie kind
of
night.
She was high maintenance.
Well, I don't know. I never went out with her.
Okay.
But she said it seemed like I was going to have to put too much effort in.
Okay. All right. So that's why you came up with an excuse.
Well, I had planned to take her for dinner and a movie. And when she's like, do something better than dinner and a movie, I was like, well, crap. My idea wasn't good enough.
You should have done a movie and then dinner.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Reverse it.
I wish I'd known you then, Cato. I'd have called you and go, what should I do?
Change it up. On her.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we? I thought you and I were trying to come up with ideas like go on top of the, you know, like the rooftop of the house and what look at the stars and eat or something.
Well, we did try to think of stuff and we finally gave up and decided that was stupid and I just called her and bailed.
Yeah,
but
was.
You go, you get a ladder, you get on top of your roof, you lay a blanket down, you kind of have like a, you know, late night picnic up there and you look at the stars.
You're not getting me on a roof. I don't want to go on a roof. I don't like heights.
We were in Florida. There was a million mosquitoes. And I also measured the angle of the roof, and I decided we wouldn't stay up there
exactly.
If we got up there. So that's. I called her and said, Hawk and I tried to think of something, and I got nothing.
And all he could come up with was getting on top of this high-pitched
roof. And she's like, I'm not getting on your roof.
Exactly. But I'm very surprised, Tom, you didn't come up with something.
Yeah, you don't know me as well as you think you do.
Well, or you tell us that you're so Romeo.
Well, I am a Romeo, but this was you know what? More than anything, it offended me because I had planned this nice date, nice restaurant, and then there was a movie that I thought she would enjoy, and so it insulted me.
Oh.
Because she was like, don't plan what you already have planned. I'm like, well, then I think I'll go out with somebody else. Hawk is bored tonight.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? We had fun on top of the roof, didn't we, Tom?
I didn't like the mosquitoes, and I fell off once.
Well, 69% of people say they've never stood anyone up on a date.
Hmm.
I can't think of a time I've stood someone up on a date.
Well,
because, what? Even if I didn't want to go or if I had a headache or something, I was going to suck it up because I'd already asked the person. And I was going to go out with him.
Well, I don't think I ever stood anyone up on a date that I was actually, you know, like, okay, without calling her ahead of time. But most guys are so happy to get a date, we're not likely to stand someone up on it, you know? Women, I bet you, are most of that 69%.
True. I'll stand up friends, you know. If I'm supposed to go out with friends, I'll call. Like, I'm not going out.
See, okay. I don't even know if calling is that standing up or is standing up where you just don't show?
I've done that, too.
I think calling is part of standing
up. Well,
then
I've done it.
They say 14% of people said they've done it at least once, stood someone up on a date. 7% say they do it several times.
I think only once for me.
And then the survey also found the younger someone is, the more likely they are to skip out on a date.
That's weird.
Okay.
Because that's when you're at your most driven to find somebody. You're like, your hormones are going crazy, and you're excited that someone of the opposite gender is interested in you.
But you know what? You got a lot going on. You might have someone else that you are interested in.
Oh, that's if you've got so much going on, you got two and you got to juggle.
Well, it's not
I
even
never
juggling.
Had that problem.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Okay. Well, and honey, you know what? I think you should be a little bit nicer to Tom. I'm like,
yeah, you're so mean.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, just because you were calling him out because he couldn't come up with an idea, and that was many years ago. He has changed now. Why he's become Radio Romeo is because of some of the mistakes he's made in the past. He's learned from those.
Oh, so I'm supposed to lighten up on him?
Well, you come up with an idea, spur of the moment, of something to do that's a little bit different than going out to dinner and movies.
A picnic.
No, thank you.
Next. What else?
Besides a picnic?
I wouldn't
bowling.
Have gone out with Heidi either.
Next.
Bowling.
Bowling's not exciting.
Cooking lesson.
Oh, my God.
Together.
How are you going to schedule a cooking lesson in 2 days?
There are people who give cooking lessons,
Next.
Like stores. Oh, God. Roller skating? Tom would go.
Next.
Food?
Okay. But that's what I already had.
See? I knew I'd win that one.
Yeah.
A drive-thru. Who would have known it was a great date night?
There you go.
Wish you could go back in time and fix that date.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.